Good day, folks. I'd like to welcome you to another edition of the Rodeo Report on RiverCountry.fm. I'm Hoss Bull. Bull rider Wacy Finkbeiner of Pinoca earned his first Canadian bull riding title at CFR 45. He came into the finals in ninth place overall, and in round one, he rode Bull Rodeo's Devour for 86.5 points in second place. In round two, he rode Outlaw Bucker's Panda House for 87.25 points in first place. In round three, he rode Outlaw Bucker's Brahma Boots Chrome for 87.75 points in first place. And in round four, he rode Outlaw Bucker's Sweat and Regret for 85 points in third place. In round five, he rode Kessler Rodeo's Ivy League for 74 points in fifth place. And in round six, he bucked off Gerlitz Rodeo's Blue Monkey. After his win, he made over $73,000 in 2018.
Oh, I like the ring of that for sure. It hasn't really sunk in yet. It's kind of surreal, but yeah, I'm sure once I get back in that dressing room and have a bunch of buddies hooping and hollering, it'll start sinking in for sure.
Well, I wish I could have finished it off with a bang and got that last bull rode and possibly won the round, but the way it all worked out this week, going 5-for-6 and getting the average win and the overall win, it's a pretty special week for me.
Wacy will be invited to next year's Calgary Stampede, and he will also be competing at the PBR Canadian Finals in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, and the PBR Global Cup in Arlington, Texas, as well as the Bull Rider Canada Finals in Lloydminster. Novice bareback champion Mason Helmicksy of Esterhazy, Saskatchewan, who makes his home in Sundry during the rodeo season, has made his second appearance at the Canadian Finals Rodeo, and his second appearance worked well for the Saskatchewan Cowboy. He rode all three of his horses during CFR 45. In round one, he rode Duffy Rodeo's Bay Street for 68.5 points and second place. In round two, he rode Outlaw Bucker's Blue Wings for 74.5 points in first place. And in round three, he rode North Dot Max's Crazy Alice for 73.5 points in first place. He finished the season with over $12,000 in earnings.
It was an experience like no other. I worked all year to get here. I had some ups and downs, fought with some injuries, but got lucky enough to make it here to the CFR and drew the right horses, and it just worked out good.
And that's it for another edition of the Rodeo Report on RiverCountry.fm. But remember, folks, Ernest Hemingway once said, "We are all broken. That's how the light gets in." I'm Hoss Bull. Have a great day.